Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, August 27th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
Was it a stunning success?
It was.
Did you do it in record time?
I did.
Really?
24:10.
Gasp.
I know.
24:10?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's almost exactly half my time. 47:37.
Whoa.
I can't believe it.
I know. I did it Saturday morning when I was fresh.
Okay.
And boy, the clues were a little sly, but I figured a lot of them out right away.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I got through 3/4 of it quite quickly.
Uh-huh.
And then the top right corner, I just couldn't get anything.
Oh.
I think I just ran out of energy at some point.
Uh-huh.
And so I couldn't get there, and I'm like, I'm stuck.
Mm.
And then I sort of had an epiphany starting at the right and worked backward through the clues, through the answers,
uh-huh,
to try and figure it out.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, that's good. Well done.
Thank you.
I thought the clues here were very clever.
Uh-huh.
Starting with one down, mm-hmm, seated position, desk job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, that was good.
Yeah. And 3 down, too, right next to it there, close. You might hold different positions on it. Yoga mat.
Yes. I was thinking of something to do with finance, but nope.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's see here. I had trouble with 4 down. I mean that whole area there was a problem for me, but it was taxes. Uh-huh. And so I thought tires.
Oh.
Turns out it was tries. Just had to switch 2 letters.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Did you go for tries immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yep.
When you tax someone, because you sort of tax their limit, as it
yes,
were.
Yes, okay. Try them, yeah.
Right, got it.
Mm-hmm.
I see that now.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I did not. Mm-hmm. Last night, in that same area, where to see the big picture, 18 across. So I was thinking like top of a mountain, roadside oasis, outer space. Turns out it was, and then I was thinking about like big screen TV, but that wouldn't fit, as is often the case with big screen TVs. But it turned out to be IMAX theater.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't, it took me a while. I think I might have thought of that. And then because I was sure that tires was right, I didn't go for that.
Oh,
and
uh-huh.
On the right side in that corner, like a sauna, I got steamy.
Uh-huh.
And I felt pretty good about that. But 14 down, they come with conditions.
Mm-hmm.
The answer was terms,
right.
I guess, is in terms and conditions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, that
I
was funny.
Yeah, I was thinking like it was oaths or loans. I thought maybe loans come with conditions.
Uh-huh.
At some point, I thought it was exams because I had it ending in MS.
Uh-huh.
And then 12 across makes nervous or worried. And I was just having...
You mean 12 down.
I'm sorry, 12 down makes nervous or worried. So uh-huh. I started off with nettles because I had it ending in what I thought was TLES.
Uh-huh.
So I thought nettles, and then I thought hassles. And then eventually I got rattles.
Uh-huh.
And once I got rattles, I had RST, and that gave me 4 across. Never thought I'd see the day. I got the word first, and I'm like, okay, that's a first. And mm-hmm. then I had an entire... You know, I had an entire answer in that area, and I was able to sort of segue off of that.
Uh-huh.
But...
Very good.
Yeah, but it was hard. I mean, like, kind of sauce, 8 down, kind of sauce made with peanuts. At first, I was, is there a Thai sauce? Have you ever heard of a Thai sauce?
No.
Ah, okay. Neither is the New York.
But I have heard of a satay sauce.
Right.
Although sometimes I see it spelled S-A-T-A-Y.
Do you ever see it spelled T-H-A-I?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It might have been just a horrible spelling mistake. Uh-huh. And like six down, blank the day, exclamation from Twelfth Night. Mm-hmm. So at first I thought, drat the day, or damn the day, or I rue. I also had I rue the day. I was coming up with lines that Shakespeare would have been like, yeah, I'll go for that. But he went for alas the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
No, I first put twas because I had the A and the S because I got IMAX theater right away. I thought, oh, big picture, IMAX theater. Mm-hmm. So I had the A, and then 21 across was prepare oneself.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's steal. So I had the AS, so I put twas the day, but it was no, alas the day.
Alas for 21 across, prepare oneself, I had brace.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, you brace yourself.
Right.
I thought that was a great answer, but it didn't help.
No. It didn't work at all.
Right. So between tires
and... Oh, I see. Then you had the A there, and that's why you thought it was tie. Tie sauce. Oh, no. That would have been
no.
a tie.
There was there was no reason whatsoever for me to think that it was tie sauce. It just... no, because I had, brace. Uh-huh. And so between brace and tires, I was in serious trouble in that corner. But moving out of that corner, 27 across, super useful item. And that was super dash useful. And the answer was master key.
Right.
I thought that was a masterful clue. And beneath that, where jobs may be on the line was factories.
Yes.
I like when they get like these, in this case, they had like a stack of 5 clues. Beneath that, they had... A religious group affected by the Edict of Nantes, or Nance, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, since I never heard anyone say it, Huguenots.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
I didn't, but I had the H-U, and I thought, oh, it's got to be either the Hutterites or the Huguenots. Mm. So. And Hutterites didn't fit, so I opted for Huguenots.
And 24 down was scanned, perhaps, imaged, which where the G came from.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, what else was good here? For vibe, I went for aura. Turned out it was feel. I'm back in the top right corner. I just can't get out. I just can't get, can't stop thinking about it.
What was the clue? Oh, vibe.
Vibe.
Yeah, feel. You know?
Well, I thought aura was pretty good.
Uh-huh. I thought drink, 30 down, drink once consumed to prevent malaria was tonic. I don't know what tonic is exactly. I mean, I've heard of a tonic, but
I've heard of gin and tonic. I just assumed it was sort of something.
Gin and tonic is just tonic water, which is just, you know, like sparkling water, I think.
Well, maybe that's what they drank. They said, "Here, have some water."
Sparkling water.
That's right.
Huh, I don't know.
I don't know either. Right next to tonic, they had breaks the bank, question mark? And the answer was erodes. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Yep. Yep.
And then right next to that, confirmation, e.g., 32 down was right, R-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm. Yep. My favorite clue is 37 down. Gum brand with a red, white, and blue wrapper. I knew it right away. Bazooka.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get bazooka bubblegum when I was a little kid.
All I could think of was Juicy Fruit, and that did not fit.
No.
And then next to that, Broadway musical with the song These Palace Walls. Took me a bit to figure out Aladdin.
Uh-huh. Well, and also, that cross was 43, superhero with a lightning bolt on his costume. I thought of The Flash.
Right.
Right away, The Flash. And then I thought, well, it was six letters, and I thought, ooh, does Ant-Man have a bolt of lightning on his suit? But I knew he didn't. So it turned out to be Shazam.
Right. One of the lesser known superheroes.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because there was, there have been a couple of movies, a couple of Shazam movies.
If they're not on TV or movies, I don't know. I mean, what movie was he in?
Shazam was the name of the movie.
Oh, that was the name of the movie. Not familiar with that.
It's like, I think it was a kid who turns into an adult. somehow when he goes Shazam.
Well, there used to be a cartoon many years ago when I was a little kid called Shazam, and it was like this genie sort of, and his name was Shazam, and he was always saving people from scrapes.
Oh. Don't know if that's the basic premise of this or not. I don't think so. I don't think there's any genie-ism involved.
Uh-huh.
58 across, future residence was med students.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And 52 across, venue for computer chips was online poker.
Right.
Uh-huh. That was good, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I found this to be a pretty good crossword.
Yeah, it was great.
So, and it was by Andrew Linzer.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And I believe it's a debut for him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And so now, since it is Saturday, I believe it's time for Jam Katwa. The Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award. That's when we take a look back through the week, examine each crossword intently, and try and figure out which was the best. And
this week was tough.
Yes, indeed.
Because there were many good puzzles this week.
There was some fierce competition.
Yes, yes. We had to discuss this long and hard. And it was so tough.
We came up with a tie.
Yep. We couldn't just pick one.
Yep. We almost went for three, but we have two. So why don't you talk about yours first?
Okay. I am going to talk about the first Jam Katwa winner, which was Tuesday, August 23rd. And it was a very, very clever theme where the themed clues included two cities and some form of transportation going between them. And if you answered the clue correctly, you would find the states that those cities were in at the beginning and end of the answer. So, for example, 18 across, what follows a plane going from Richmond to Chicago? And the answer was Vapor Trail. And so we had Richmond, Chicago, VA at the beginning of the answer for Virginia, IL at the end of the answer for Illinois. Or 26 across, part of a plane traveling from New Orleans to Little Rock, and you had landing gear as the answer, LA for Louisiana, New Orleans, and AR for Arkansas, Little Rock. So anyway, just extremely clever. And not only did it have a very clever theme, but it also had some great, great clues that weren't part of the theme. So for that reason, we gave it the Jam Katwa, and that was by Trey Mendez.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is today's, because today's just had some really crisp cluing. And a few other clues that we didn't mention previously. 19 across, blank Nkrumah. First PM and President of Ghana was Kwame, which I thought was sort of cool.
Mm-hmm.
29 down. The clue was Rhadamanthine, and a word that I've never heard of.
Me either.
And the answer was stern. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what a great word, Rhadamanthine. So mm-hmm. I'm going to try and work that into casual conversation.
Maybe when you go back to school.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be Rhadamanthine today. And then we had another one that I did not know. 44 down, pride is to lions as husk is to blank. And the answer turns out to be hares. Mm-hmm. You can have a husk of hares.
Yeah.
And hares, by the way, spelled H-A-R-E-S.
Right.
Not a tuft of hares.
Mm-hmm.
As in the humankind. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I mean, but all the clues there were so great. I think, you know, just for venue for computer chips, online poker, that in itself deserves some sort of an award. And of course, super useful item, master key.
Uh-huh.
So a masterful crossword. This was by Andrew Linzer. So we have a tie. And gentlemen, if either or both of you are interested in some lovely Gene and Mike Do the New York Times crossword swag, please drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and we will soon have some swag winging its way towards you.
Yes.
Anyways, that's it for today. Sunday's crossword's out. Hope you can all take a look at it. We will be doing so and reporting back on it tomorrow.
Bye-bye.